The president, promoting affordable education as a major part of his job creation agenda, endorsed the University of Central Missouri's partnering with the Lee's Summit School District, Metropolitan Community College, and local energy, healthcare, and engineering firms.
Industries that are going to drive job growth in the future. And everybody's now working together to equip students with better skills, allow them to graduate faster, with less debt, and with the certainty of being able to get a job at the other end.
The president also talked about job creation through the new federal health care law and more investment in infrastructure improvement. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt took issue with the Obama economy agenda.
Public sector jobs don't pay the bill. They are the bill.
Senator Blunt said the way to grow private sector jobs is to repeal the federal health care law, approve the Keystone Pipeline, and give more tax relief to businesses. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback called a special legislative session to rewrite the state's hard 50 sentencing law, which Attorney General Derek Schmidt said may be unconstitutional under a recent Supreme Court decision.
From a public safety standpoint, it is important to deal with this problem now.
Meanwhile, some Democrats were calling for the Justice Department to add Kansas to its list of states under scrutiny for changing voting procedures. George Brett ended his temporary career as Royals hitting coach, announcing at an emotional news conference that the team has accepted new coach Pedro Grifol, and it's time to move on.
It's been a tremendous, tremendous experience for me after being gone for 20 years in the game to have an opportunity again to put on a uniform. It was special.
When Brett accepted the temporary coaching job May 30th, he said he'd do it for at least 30 days. It was still indefinite whether Union Station would end its marriage with the Kansas City Museum. The situation came to a head when the station board fired the museum director 2 weeks ago. Museum Advisory Board member Scott Wagner urged against any hasty decision.
What I don't want to do, and what I would certainly not advocate doing, is just making a decision based on a personnel decision.
The Museum Advisory Board has, though, recommended rehiring the director and forming an independent management foundation. The Kansas City City Council took a position against city pension funds investing in gun manufacturers. Mayor Sly James said it was part of a multi-city effort to engage the companies in discussion about urban firearms control.
To at least get the attention so that we could have the conversation about doing something to protect our citizens.
New York and Chicago are among other cities passing similar resolutions. Hundreds of people turned out to help search for Chad Rogers, who never came back from jogging Monday night. On Friday, his father tearfully acknowledged that his son's body had been found in a portable restroom on a construction site about a mile and a half from his home.
We know how loved we are when this community wraps its arms around us like this one did.
The medical examiner is still looking into what caused Chad Rogers' death. This is KCUR.